that's happening, babe. And it's more than a feeling, and it's taking its place. And when it's the darkest, it reaches the farthest and opens a way. Don't need to see it, I know it. Hope you believe it, mark faith before you even move on, make a way.
I'm not certain about this input on the speaker this morning. I think I got it now, maybe. Can you hear me on the speaker? Can you hear me on the speaker now? Can you hear me on the speaker now? Can the speaker hear? Do you have audio on speaker? No. I don't think so. What about now? Do you have audio on the speaker now? What about now? No audio on speaker. What about now? Hello, can you hear me on speaker yet? Can you hear me on speaker? Do I have any audio on speaker? Do we have any audio on speaker yet? This is a great day to serve the Lord. Good morning. Still a great day to serve the Lord. I don't care what happens. Hello? Why don't you just pray? Pray while I'm trying to figure this out. Hello. Let's see here.
I walk the streets, I hear your voices, I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your wars, I feel your struggle, I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much, no it doesn't take a lot.
Tells me that Windows firewall has blocked Spreaker on public on public, but you see you can't hear me now, right? Yeah. I'm gonna have to take this Spreaker all the way down because Windows firewall has blocked Spreaker on some systems. So you're gonna have to call back in Spreaker in 5 minutes. Sorry. Yes. And then I'm gonna have to erase this. It's a headache. Go to the podcast. I'm going to have to delete that podcast. Completely. Okay. Now, I'm going to have to bring it back up over here. Oops. Now, I don't know how this is going to affect I don't even know. It's working over here. Let's see. I don't even know if this is working. Let's see what happens.
I've been empty. When I'm low, you fill the cup. Yeah, but my ego fights back, telling me that I'm ready to grab the wheel and take control. But I'll crash if I don't let myself let go. You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where I'm at. When I try to move too fast, I get this feeling in my spirit when I'm low. I hear it calling like a compass in my soul, saying, child, come on back now, you've been gone too long. Let me lead you back where you belong, right next to me. Right next to me. I've been captive by the plans I try to make. Yeah, I've been selfish, cause callous hearts, they die hard like habits that I know I gotta break. Ain't it good to know the help is on the way? You put the X on my faded map. Draw me a line back to where I'm at. Patient when I try to move too fast.
I hear yours, Bro Joe. I'm trying to make sure that the volume. Can you? Do I have audio? Can you hear me? What was that?
I heard your voice.
Okay. Good morning. Yes. Okay. Great. Great, 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 great. Great, great, great. Just a little glitch here. But the most important thing is that they don't have to last anymore. We can switch over to another, like, channel. When they try to do a little hacking, a little sabotaging. I want to tell you something this morning. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Father God, I thank you this morning for all that you've done, all that you've already done and accomplished. And I thank you for what you're doing right now at this very second, at this very moment. Today is day two. I got to tell you something. Yesterday was horrible. I had the hardest time on a day one that I've had on a fast in a long time. So that's good. That means that the devil is furious. That means that he knows that this fast is to tear down barriers that he has erected. And that shows me that he surmises that God's will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven. But yesterday was horrible, but it was good. I had testimonies. The 17-year-old got delivered. That's a breakthrough. God gave me insight to a couple things. I need all of you that are, listen to me. If you work in the healthcare industry in any capacity, if you are a healthcare giver, you're a nurse, you're a doctor, technician, and especially if you're a person like go to people's houses and render health care or care. I'm getting ready to do a special workshop, seminar, whatever, one day thing. It ain't going to take but a day just for you. I had planned this a long time ago, but I forgot about it. You see, when you get to my age and you like, you should see my workplace. But there are things that God gives me. And if I don't stay on top of it, the enemy will make sure something happens that I forget. Now, the devil knows he can't stop nothing. And he knows that, just like he knows that we cannot kill him and his demons. He knows that, too. But what he knows is if he can hinder it long enough, then God will give it to somebody else, and then it'll take them time to get it. In the meantime, he dispatches demons to do the worst damage they can do, to stir up the most hell they can stir up. Because you see, Satan knows he's a loser. Do you understand that? Satan knows he's a loser. And he knows that God did not create you and I to lose at nothing. It's kind of like Jesus already won. So why would the Lord create us to lose anything? That's just not, that doesn't even make sense. But yet and still, the devil comes in and he tries to make so many of you think you're a loser. He tried to put so much weight on you. He tried to put so much failure on you that you don't even see failure in the right way. Failure just means that you're that much closer to the answer or that much closer to fulfilling whatever it is God sent you on this earth to win. So I've always had a special respect for people in the healthcare industry, because it takes a special heart. It takes a special something from God to love your brother and sister enough to want to serve them back to good health or back to wholeness or back to completeness. So with that respect in mind, and knowing what I know about the operation of that other realm or that other, the heavenly side of things, I had always talked a lot. And you know who else? If you are a hairstylist, you know, you work with people's head and their hair, I want you to end on this training too. So I used to notice when I go out, God always sends people in the healthcare industry to learn more about deliverance and how it works and everything. Because there is such a powerful transference that takes place between a health care provider and the person receiving the provision. I guess it works that way too with people that work in fitness, you know, fitness trainers and people like that. People that come in close contact with the human body. I want to show you how to make, I guess I should, well, I know how to make a difference, especially with people that are healthcare providers. I did not say, I'm deleting that, Jessica, because that ain't what that's not what I mean. Healthcare providers are not home healthcare providers. Healthcare providers in general are doctors and nurses and phlebotomists and anybody that provides care in the health industry. That's what I'm talking about. Especially I'm kind of like targeting anybody that comes up close and personal to dispense healthcare. I want to do, and I want to do it, maybe I'll even do it, I want to do it at a time and a date that's good. So maybe like a Saturday. But I'm gonna do this right away. I'm going to do this right away. You see, it's just like I used to do it like that. I used to do special deliverance like for diabetes, and people would get healed and free from diabetes permanently. And I used to do it for like autoimmune disease. People would get healed and free, and they still healed and free from autoimmune diseases and things like that. So that's what I want to do. And I also I know how to make, well, I know how, I've been shown by the Holy Spirit how to make people desire deliverance. Because I prayed to God for years and years and years because it was such a detestable ministry for so long, unacceptable, fear-bringing, detestable, misunderstood ministry. Mm-hmm. And I saw so many, and over these 30 plus years, I've seen so many deliverance ministers fade out. They just be beat down so bad. Or they either turn to the dark side, you know, flip. And then I see young people coming in and you know, they figure they got all the answers. I was one of them one time. But I didn't get delivered young, thank God. But I saw men like Dr. Oral Roberts. Do you know he started out as a deliverance minister? Mm-hmm. And that's how he went over into healing. Kenneth Hagin started out as a deliverance minister, went over to him. Because it just wears you down. Even guys that I really, really admire, like A.A. Allen, I mean, he went to his death at a young age. And so I've been thinking the same way I was thinking about the Lord let my presence hijack because I want to take over the airways. I want to take over the airways with deliverance. And then God turned right around and let it be sent right back to me. Everything sent right back to me and some extra money for the inconvenience. To pay for the having to reship them that I paid the first time. I got all that back. You see what God did? There's a spiritual principle here. And God showed me. And there's a spiritual principle in healing, the spiritual principle in salvation. And so I got kind of fed up with the people around me being sick. I'm just fed up with it. And I purposed in my heart for them to be healed. I purposed in my heart for no sick people to be around me. I don't want any sick people around me. Well, I want to see them healed. I don't have to have sick people around me because Jesus is the healer and I know the healer. And so I went to the creator and I asked him, what do I have to do? What is it that I have to do to get, maybe I can't heal the world or maybe I won't see the world. I said, but what do I have to do to see the people around me healed? I don't want no more sick people around me. I want to see them healed. And the Holy Spirit said, you got it. You got the answer. You got the solution. And then you know what the Holy Spirit said? This part just floors me. Work it out. And I said, work it out. Holy Spirit say, work it out. Use what you got. Do what you know how to do. I said, okay. Holy Spirit say, you have an anointing for deliverance. Deliverance covers it all. Healing, deliverance covers it all. I said, okay. He said, use what you got. And begin to do what you know how to do. And I'm thinking. And it went back. When you were a missionary, what did you do when you went in foreign countries, couldn't even speak the language, and you had to pray in tongues to communicate with the people? What did you do? And I was thinking, what did I do? And then it hit me. The only thing I used to do is I relied on the Holy Spirit to tell me what to do at every moment and every second, because I could not rely upon myself and I could not rely upon the circumstances around me, because they were totally foreign to me. So I said, okay, that's what I did. So I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what do I do? How do I start? And you know what the Holy Spirit said to me? Well, I'm glad you asked me, Erica. I just sat there looking like a fool. The Holy Spirit said, I'm glad you asked me. Now let's get busy. And then he began to, I'm getting ready. So I'm going to start with you healthcare givers. But I already started, because I started a healing program. See, when God gives me something, I jump right on it. I started a healing program yesterday with only 3 people. I got to get everybody in my household healed from all of their maladies. I got to get the person I'm mentoring healed. So I started a healing program with them, because I always do that to see how it works, you know. Then I can write a little booklet about it, and I can finish some of these other things. But the Holy Spirit said, you're gonna have to update. You have to update what you got, because I got to show you how to bring it into the now. I said, okay, and he told me something else too. You can read the stuff that was given to you. A lot of stuff was given to me. He said, but I was there yesterday. I'm here now. I say, what? He said, yeah, that's the way I remember when you started your prayer at Azusa Street and I told you I'm God and I don't have to do nothing the same way twice. I said, yeah, I remember. He said, I'm still God and I still don't have to do nothing the same way twice. But I still do what I do. I still save, deliver, heal, restore, reconciliate, and I elevate. I said, okay. So you see, that's why God was changing things with me. And that's why I got to finish these websites. I got to put this, and God, like God told me, and Wes Smith gave me a prophetic word. He didn't know, I don't know if he knew it was prophetic or not, but it was. Wes said, you have everything you need right now, and God's going to pull it out for you. And when Wes gave me that, I said, okay. I said, okay, I received it, but I didn't understand it. But that was the Holy Spirit talking to me. And then he had to reinforce it. Because see, sometimes we be sitting there and we need the Holy Spirit to activate what's in us. And how does he activate what's in me? Because I have a special anointing for deliverance. He does it through deliverance. He'll send somebody here to be delivered. And whatever the thing is that they get delivered from is the very thing that he's getting ready to go into on a deeper spiritual or another way. Another way. Same God, same power. But the reason I say it's another way, he has to do it where the receivers can receive. See, the receivers back in the Wild Wild West can receive the way the British were doing it. You follow me? So what happened? We had a revolution. We had a revolution, and the 13 colonies became the United States of America. Even though the Wild Wild West was not even state, it was only 13 colonies. You got to stay up with God. You got to stay. You got to be in the wave. When the wave come in on the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean, the wave touch the whole. Might touch it at different times, and it might even be different seasons in different parts of the world. It's like hurricanes start in Africa. You know that, right? And then they come on up. So I don't really have much today. As a matter of fact, what I have, I'm not even gonna. But I'll be. Starting new tomorrow. I got to get over yesterday. Yesterday was terrible. I had to pray. I had to come in here and get down on my face and pray to God, a holy God. And he gave me answers. I was thinking I was going to deal with some spirits this morning, but I guess I got to deal with them here from Dalton. But whatever it is, stay the course. And understand something. Talk to God. Ask him what's happening. Ask him where you go, what you need to do. Because some of you going to find that it's not where you are. Some of you going to find that in order for you to fulfill God's plan and God's purpose in your life, it's going to require some movement. Movement. I don't know which direction. I don't know how, but movement on your part. Some of you, it's going to require a fresh commitment. I tell you what. I'm trying to see them. I had a psalm. I don't even know. I had this psalm. I wrote it in this book. I was looking at a book. And I wrote it in the book. I didn't even pay that much. Because I guess I knew today was going to be like today. I was going to have to change the channel. I had to find it. I found it tomorrow. I wrote it somewhere. But I'm going to tell you, this fast might not be the easiest one for me. It might be easy for you. But I just got an inclination that it's not going to be easy for me. But I'm going through. I'm going through all the way to the end because that's where the victory lies. That's where the treasure is. I wonder if I put it on. And see, now I'm over here on this computer. I don't want to mess nothing up because I had a problem this morning. You know what? This might not sound like a victory talk message, but it is. I want you to know that it is. I'm going to get those other websites up. It was Isaiah 49, 24 and 25. Isaiah 49, 24 and 25. Can you post that? I didn't even write it down, but it was Isaiah 49, 24 and 25. Can a couple of you post that in the chat room? Isaiah 49, 24 and 25. That's what it was. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? You know, the same way I told those people yesterday, the three that I'm working with for healing, I told them, I'm going to see you healed. I'm telling you, if you're sick, I know I ask you to write things down, but there's a reason. If you're sick and you want to join in with the three, they got 7 days. 7 days. We put a time frame on it. 7 days. Yeah, devil, I'm not afraid to say it. 7 days, they're going to be healed in 7 days. Now, if you will, I got them doing a lot of work, and most of y'all kind of lazy. You don't want to do no work. But if you need to be healed or something, and you really, really, really at the point where you don't want to take it anymore, like I'm fed up with it, I might let you join with them. I ain't going to let you join with them if you're going to take them down. I ain't going to let you join with them if you got negative stuff on you, meaning you cannot see Jesus healing you in those 7 days. Well, maybe you could see it in 21 days. Maybe you could see it in 40. I had them write it down. If you could see yourself healed within a short time frame, I'm going to tell you, you could write it and send it to me. And I'm going to pray and see if you can join that list, because their faith is like high. They believe in God. It's a do or die kind of situation. That's where you got to be. And then that's what God gave me in response to that. I had to find it. Isaiah 49, 24, and 25. That's how God and I communicate through the scriptures. But this situation with these people, it's just like, this is going to happen or else. So it's going to happen for them, because they got that or else faith. Or else what? I don't know. That ain't my business. My business, I am tired of seeing sick people. And maybe God had to get me to that point. I can't tolerate your sickness with you. That's always been intolerable with me, because I know what God's word says. But some of you can tolerate it. I just can't. And I'm at that fed up point. If you fed up with your sickness, for real, I'll help you. If you're not, maybe you need to find somebody to sit under that can deal with you being sick 20, 30, 40 years. It ain't on my agenda. I can't believe it. It's a lie. It's not true. And anything that is not true comes from the devil. Just like that sickness and disease. God loves you too much to let you be suffering forever. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make Bible sense. And that's what I live by. Some of you, I don't call you back because you need to build your faith up in God. God will do what he said he will do, and he will do it for you. When God tell me to call you back, I know he's ready for you to move. That's why I say it's going to take movement. It's going to take movement on your part. And believe you, I know some of the things that you need to do. And I've been telling you ever since I've been on this line, one thing, how to be delivered, real salvation. Salvation, being made whole and complete and lacking nothing. And I've been helping you by casting out all the demons that are hindrances and all the demonic spiritual forces, spirits, principalities, and powers that are standing between you and God that are blocking you from receiving all of him. That's what we've been doing. Getting rid of every obstacle so that you can freely receive. That's what Jesus said. Freely give, freely receive. The world and took it to think it means only money. How dumb. It means himself. That's what he's talking about when he says, freely give, freely receive. Woof. That's what money can't buy. You can't even measure it with money. It shouldn't even be in the same thought pattern with money. But due to the spirit of perversion, it is. It is. I'm sad to say. And you know what else I'm sad to say? And I it's the truth. People who have the most money live the best. Because they can buy the best. However, the people of God should be the richest in the universe, because you cannot buy what God has to give you. But the people that God talks about being rich are rich in the fullness of him. And guess what? Money can't buy it. Money can't measure it. And a lot of people with money have to come to you to get it. Oh, well, you'll catch that one next year. You see that scripture? Somebody post that from the Living Bible. And somebody else post it from the Message. I can't use my, well, maybe I could use it over. No, I can't use it. Can somebody post that from the Living Bible? Isaiah 49, 24, and 25. And can somebody else post it from the Message? And then somebody else post it from the Amplified. In the Spreaker, please. The Living Bible. I see it. The Message, I see it. The Amplified. Look what God say in the Living Bible. Okay. In the Living Bible. Who can snatch the prey from the hands of a mighty man? Who can demand that a tyrant let his captives go? But the Lord says, even the captives of the most mighty and most terrible shall all be freed, for I will fight those who fight you, and I will save your children. That's the answer God gave me. Who can plunder the message? Who can plunder be retrieved from a giant? Prisoners of war gotten back from a tyrant. But God says, even if a giant grips the plunder and a tyrant holds my people prisoner, I'm the one who's on your side, defending your cause, rescuing your children, and your enemies, crazed and desperate, will turn on themselves, killing each other in a frenzy of self-destruction. Then everyone will know that I, God, have saved you. I, the mighty one of Jacob. The Amplified Bible. Can the spoils of war be taken from the mighty man, or the captives of a tyrant be rescued? Indeed. This is what the Lord says. Even the captives of the mighty man will be taken away, and the tyrant's spoils of war will be rescued. For I will contend with your opponent, and I will save your children. That's it. If you're in the healthcare industry, I'm going to set the meeting up. It will not be public. Hear me. Because I'm going to be dealing with things and areas applicable to your industry. And I'm going to show you some things learned over the years that are going to open the doors for you to be able to minister deliverance and it be palatable and acceptable in your area. I'm going to hit a lot of different areas. This is where I'm at right now, okay? This is where I'm at right now. And this is just the first one. So it's going to be a little rough. It's going to be a little rocky. It's going to be a little bumpy. It's going to be a little shaky. But guess what? It works, because it's going to come from God. And then you get it from God, and then you refine it to how it fits your personality and how it fits you and how it fits in your atmosphere and the environment that you're in. Okay? I want you to take this Isaiah 49, 24, and 25. I want you to write it on your cards. I want you to take this Isaiah 49 and 24, especially if you have children. Now, God gave me the scripture after I saw the miracle. And if you go look at the North Georgia Revival, you're going to see the 17-year-old coming up out the water with her mama. Headliners. See? You got to use the resources of God that are around you. Everything that God has around you is for your good. Why? Because God loves you. Independently and specifically you. Freely he gives his love. Freely you should receive it. The benefits to you are then in the giving. Because how you make it grow? You give it to somebody else once you got it. You give it to somebody else, and then when you give it to somebody else, yours innately multiplies and grows. And as they give it to somebody else, it grows and grows and grows and grows. But you got to first get it, and you got to use it. Because this is the love of God which brought you to God himself by his own Holy Spirit. Your time is now. Your time is up and over from sitting down on your glutamus maximus and doing nothing. Overcomer. Can you say that a couple times this morning? I am an overcomer. I will overcome all sickness and disease in my life in the name of Jesus, by the power of God's Holy Ghost. I will overcome all sickness, all disease in my life. Sickness and disease, I put you on notice. Get out. Get out. Sickness and disease. Mental stress. Social pressure. See your way out. Poverty. Lack. Deprivation. See your way out. I shall overcome you by the power of the finished work of the cross. See your way out. Now, I am who God says I am. Nothing missing.